Good evening, folks. Or whenever you're listening to this, doesn't have to be the evening. Whatever. Anyway, we're on the subject of Mass Effect, which I just recently finished. No mean feat considering my criminally short attention span. As regards the bullet points of the game's quality, I'll simply direct you to Courtney's reviews. That's pretty much how I feel about it, too. It doesn't quite deliver what was marketed, but it manages to hold its own, and it's worth a look if you like more action-oriented RPGs, or wouldn't mind a shooter with a little more depth. Like, say, Deus Ex. You'd buy that, right? Anyway, I do have some gripes, some grievances to air, if you will. Now, I do honestly like the game, dare say even loved it in later levels. I'll gladly play it again, and I'll do it all for Tali. But let's get the bad stuff out of the way first, and while we're at it, let's talk about what has to, I mean has to, be at the start of the game. For those of you not up to speed on the story, the gist of it is that humanity's made its way into space now. We've made first contact, figured out faster than light travel thanks to pre-existing warp relays, etc. As you enter the game, the colony on Eden Prime is under siege. Kill the robots, recover this piece of lost technology, and so on. What follows is basically a mishmash of Star Trek episodes with a smattering of other sci-fi tropes, held together by competent writing and some really good imagination on part of BioWare. I'll take this time to mention I am stupid for BioWare games. It's ridiculous. The Baldur's Gate series is among my favorite games of all time, hands down, without reservation. It's also a game that benefits greatly from a vibrant mod community, and the thought of what these guys can do for the PC version of Mass Effect makes my pants uncomfortably tight. Back on topic. Mass Effect, at first, seems to take a different tack from other RPGs. Dropping into a hot LZ on Eden Prime after only a couple minutes and no real chance to practice combat. Now this would be fine if combat were intuitive, comparable to other shooters or even other RPGs, but it's not quite that simple. You're not quite as sturdy as you need to be to power through it, like you would in other shooters, and the cover system's not as user-friendly as that in, say, Gears of War or Killswitch, if you want to go back further. Hell, Headhunter seems to do this better. Your party can quickly go from kicking ass to getting splattered. They don't do a good job of keeping themselves alive. They keep wandering into open fire like they think all the lasers are just mean they're at a rave or something. And you don't get any real practice in handling them. Similar problems crop up elsewhere. It's basically like that Penny Arcade strip. You know the one. Now swim! Swim forever! Okay, now drown less. How? Stop drowning! But we're focusing on the start here, because that's what'll make or break the game for a lot of people. Now this would be annoying on its own, but ultimately harmless, since you can get through with practice and your squad does get better as you go. But then it does bring in that mildly annoying RPG staple. I don't know that there's a name for it, but you know it when you see it. Loads of exposition crammed into one big chunk right near the start. Now far be it for me to say a game has to cater to my every whim, to be completely intuitive and fun from the get-go. As Stalker, for instance. Now let's go back further. Take Star Ocean 2. Took forever for that game to hit its stride, and I freaking love the game. Now, Hot Three-Eyed Aliens may have had something to do with that, but I digress. My point is, I can deal with a game taking a while to get to the good stuff. In fact, sometimes it makes the payoff all the sweeter, or at least helps us get acclimated to the world we're going to be dealing with. Mass Effect sends you to Citadel Station after Eden Prime for the next few hours, which you spend basically side-questing your way to fame and financial success, killing time until you meet the Council, capital C, and they decide you're worthy, and they politely ask you to go romp around the galaxy and save the day. Again, not a crime, not wrong in and of itself, but there are good and bad ways to do this, and Mass Effect doesn't quite escape the problems this usually poses. Information is thrown too quickly at the player. They're asked to navigate a rather large space station with few points of reference and not very distinctive level design. It's easy to lose track of what you're supposed to do and why. If I may digress for just a moment, there's a common theme of the game being unintuitive as all get out. The map is helpful, but not as much as it could be. It's possible to be too close to a button to hit it. Armor, weapons, and other gear all look the same in your inventory, described only by a tiny line of text which IDs it as an assault rifle or body armor or something. And who the hell thought it was a good idea to map throw grenade to the back button? My thumb's sort of busy keeping me moving and not dying. I'm sort of in trouble. That's why I'm throwing the goddamn grenade in the first place. How damn it, I brought up the dashboard on accident. Son of a whore! Alright, let's try it again. Sorry, that actually did happen a couple times. I'm still more used to PC shooters. Anyway, this stuff is not new to BioWare, which makes it more puzzling. Baldur's Gate was anything but perfect, but it was smart in how it handled a similar situation. 1 and 2 both had a linear intro, followed by a huge open-ended chunk of gameplay, but there were two key differences. 1, both games boasted a helpful and yet optional tutorial, and 2, both games were careful in how they doled out the story to the player. Now, it was easy to get overwhelmed by the rest of the game, that's for damn sure, but they knew how to get you started on the right foot. Taking all that into account, I still loved Mass Effect. It's loads of fun, the cast is colorful, it's got Keith f***ing David and Jennifer f***ing Hale, don't you dare tell me the acting is anything other than condensed awesome. Combat is really wild once you start throwing in techs and biotics. The story's pretty good, and it really kicks into high gear later on. I tend to come down harder on games I actually like for their problems, because things like that are going to keep people from enjoying an otherwise awesome game. First impressions aren't everything, but they can set the tone for everything that follows. Anyone who's gone for a job interview could tell you that one. I close with a quote. Show up at the courthouse with Sammy Hagar and a boombox, and I think you should be able to avoid the ticket.